Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue. But if you mouth it, as many of your players do, I had as lief the town crier spoke my lines. Nor do not saw the air too much with your hand, but use all gently, for in the very torrent, tempest, and, as I may say, the whirlwind of passion, you must acquire and beget a temperance that may give it smoothness. Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings. Be not too tame, neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Suit the action to the word to the action, with this special observance, that thou o'erstep not the modesty of nature. For anything so overdone is from the purpose of playing, whose end both at the first and now was and is, to hold, as 'twere, the mirror up to nature, to show virtue her own feature, scorn her own image, and the very age and body of the time his form and pressure. Now this overdone, though it make the unskillful laugh, cannot but make the judicious grieve. Oh, there be players that I have seen play, and heard others praise, that have so strutted and bellowed, that I have thought some of nature's journeymen had made men, and not made them well. They imitated humanity so abominably. That's villainous, and shows a most pitiful ambition in the fool that uses it. Go, make you ready.